Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dad. Any tips that you have for keeping a woman happy, Rob Spiewak?
Absolutely. Lots of time apart. Hitchhiking is great. You put on your cutoffs.
Hitchhiking's
you go
great
out.
Because at some point you get life's plan and you end up on a movie lot, abandoned movie lot with Charles Manson, wandering around and watching television all day long.
That's right.
Which, seems to be trying what they were doing.
Trying to connect with Bruce Dern.
That's right, Bruce Dern, who's basically dying in a shed somewhere on the property and doesn't even know really what's going on.
So this discussion that you had with Shannon, it was totally out of the blue. You did not see it coming.
No, I didn't see it coming.
No symptoms leading. This was the coronavirus of marital woe.
No,
72 hours, you show no signs of her being unhappy.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
It's the second day doing this, so I just wanted to find possible.
Yeah, if you just store that snapshot at the end of the day,
play
then
the
you
opening
have to do
again.
This.
You got it.
Yeah,
we get play something from that soundboard.
We'll do the opening again, Mike.
Always low to me.
Again.
We do it again.
How does this sound?
It? Yeah, I did.
Well, how does this sound? Just play it for
me.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
There it is.
Yeah, okay. Baby.
What was that?
Yeah.
It's your send.
Your send. We'll store it.
Is it hard to find?
No, not at all.
No. It's good. It's just
and it's being saved even as we
saved.
Speak. Mm-hmm.
Saved, baby.
Happy day. Just want to say hi to my brother-in-law, Paul, and my sister Kathy, who are now, I believe, on the water, winging their way via high-speed boat transportation from Fort Myers, Florida, all the way down to Key West, Florida, and stayed at our domicile last night and took us out to dinner. And we had a fabulous time. And
nice.
I want to say hello to them.
It's how did they conform?
Nice to have visitors
to your keto lifestyle.
They because they've been with me through all the journeys. They found humor in it. Because really, whenever I'm on any kind of diet program, it's really kind of good luck.
He's at it again.
He's at it again. And went to a place where it was a little challenging. You know, sometimes when you go out. It's easy, and sometimes when you go out, it's challenging. You know, if I can, since we went, my son asked to be sprung from school early yesterday. He doesn't ask for that very often.
Did he have a reasoning? Did he have reasoning behind it?
Well, the reason that I created was to pick Kathy and Paul up at the airport, which I did yesterday, and so he wanted to be sprung, and so I said okay. He woke up a little fussy. He had a bad day. You know. He's basically doing the job from 9 minutes after 7 o'clock till 9 minutes after 3 o'clock every day. It's a long, long deal for a 6-year-old. Yeah. So I said, F it. You know, my kid's not going to be one of those kids that's going to be at the end of this the high school graduating class. She never missed a day.
Oh, I hate those
kids.
Let's
bring up everybody hates those kids.
Yeah. But you know what? The one to hate is the parents, because they've been sent to school sick when they shouldn't be. And
multiple times.
With other kids in danger.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's the way it
is. But your reference point is working a job for the majority of your career that was 4 hours a day. So the idea that your son is at school for longer than that. That's your reference point. Most of America works an 8-hour day. You're lucky and blessed enough to have the talent to work 4 hours a day so that you're like,
why are you?
And also, most Americans aren't six. Six is tough.
You're bringing in an argument.
All 6-year-olds are there the entire time.
You're bringing in an argument about that's been used by non-radio people my whole career. Why are you doing that to me?
You're
part of this world, too.
You're setting
up. And most of the time, you were doing it.
You're setting up a pattern at an early age, of formative years of, I can do it this way, not the other way.
No, what
right,
he's doing,
well, let's
you've,
discuss
you've
that
established.
I think that's valid. I think that, and that's one of my concerns. But my job, which is doing radio, and even this job, which is an even more modified schedule, there's no off switch.
Agreed. I agree.
You're constantly.
I'm not saying that you're in the wrong.
But more so the 4 hours a day.
And you
that
shouldn't.
Was,
like,
that was when
you shouldn't have
people
to.
Used to go. You only work 4 hours a day. That 4 hours, I would stand for most of my career on the radio. I would stand my 4 hours up against any 9 to 5.
Agreed, because you have
as far as
you
intensity.
Have like a 12-hour presentation.
I'm on for 4
yeah,
hours.
Yes.
Like,
you shouldn't.
No,
you don't need
except
to
during commercial breaks yes, when yes. you can pee.
You don't. Yes, need, I, you yes, do right. not need to defend yourself. I don't know why he brought this up.
Well, I don't either. And but I
think
but
it's
I
an
felt,
interesting conversation.
Was he scab picking? Do you think just for fun recreation?
I know. Well, I know exactly.
Used to
why
be something he, when civilians that I called non radio people.
Yes.
When civilians
Johnny
would bring
Carson
it up to
used
me,
to call them the same thing.
It used to piss me off. But you, and I got it from. I always got it from the same type of guy. 4 hours. You wouldn't know. We're talking about. You wouldn't know. You work 4 hours a day.
You don't know what time I get into the insurance office.
Exactly. Yeah. Where you just sit there and pick your ass for 3 hours. You know? Sorry.
I think you heard it wrong, because what I was trying to highlight was that your son needs to learn that it's not just like an a la carte life.
Well, all right.
Well, here's where I disagree with him there. As long as you made sure that he knew it was out of the ordinary, it was special.
Yes.
I used to
definitely let him know that. And I also let him know it was a one-timer.
Yeah, once a year I would get, growing up, what my mom would call a SPIWAC holiday, where I could, you know, call a day and not go. And I've afforded the same to my kids.
Okay, all right. So,
but you let them know it's a one-time thing.
Did you prearrange it every year that you knew that
mine was always around Christmas. I wanted sometime around Christmas that I would, you know, just not go to school.
But so explain a little more with the SPIWAC holiday. Was it something that that evolved into that, or was it?
I believe it sort of evolved. I think it was when I was older. I don't know that it ever happened when I was in elementary school, but it very well could have, where there would be like, you know, it's Christmas and it's busy and there's a lot of stuff to do. And my mom would say, you know what? This Monday, we'll take a SPIWAC holiday. You can get your stuff done. But it was always contingent on grades being good, you know, everything else being in order. It's sort of a reward, as you would like. I'm not even going to look over there.
Well, no, he's not even giving a look, but I know he's ready to say something.
I know.
And I think that's valid.
You think I don't know he's going to say something when I bring up the notion of a day off for a high schooler?
Right.
No, I'm sending him a cake right now. Go ahead, Andre.
Big cake with a nail file in it.
Yeah.
Mm. I will say that the idea of being a teenager and granting your teenager a day off is probably a result of, like, I don't want to deal with this. Fine, take your SPIWAC holiday. Take your day.
You saying that Rob perhaps was having stomach cramps and whining about going to school?
Yeah, and poor single mom is just like, ugh, fine, here's a SPIWAC holiday. Like, this is what we got, you know?
He's such a dick. He really, really is.
I know he
and
is.
And I knew it would happen because, you know
she's
what?
She's just beaten down.
Here's the deal.
I wish I could stop my eyes from smiling.
I don't know how Oscar got a great night's sleep last night, but somehow he got a great night's sleep.
Thank you.
And he came in today, and I knew we were in for it because he sits down and he starts doing like rap beats with his mouth. He starts like beatboxing because for once he's here like relatively on time and he's sort of ready to go because he's not tired as balls. And he sits down and he goes, okay, hey, Mads, how's it going? What's up, pony? And I'm like, oh God, here we go. So that's what happens before you show up.
Yes, God. Oh my God.
Your drumming is your tell. So, that's your absolute tell that you're going to be an ass. Yeah.
It's these formative years that are most important, I would think, Mike. I don't have a child, clearly.
I didn't like the fact that he was saying some of the kids get popped out early for school and he was fussy. And he had a bad day the day before. And I was just like, you know what? Maybe I was that overwrought 60-year-old dad that's too old to be a father that says, you know what? Go ahead. Take the day with me and I'll pick you up at school and we'll go to lunch together. And we
but in
will
a way, does it also
pick up your Aunt Kathy and your Uncle Paul.
Family's different, though.
Yeah, and does it
well,
sort
it was
of,
a family thing. Yeah, that was the excuse. It wasn't a doctor's appointment. Yeah.
Does it sort of convenience you? Because you wouldn't have to pick him up later in the day.
No, it does not.
Okay, so then, you did.
No,
you
I would have rather gone with the pick them up at the airport and have him dropped off with.
Well, you extended a courtesy, and I think that's nice, and I think he appreciates it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I wonder. I think that the behavior at dinner would indicate that perhaps more tough love would be required. I think that you know, once you start doing, there's just we're in a phase, and I want to make sure that
my mom would always say, and you have the great translation for this, Rob.
All right.
Te di la mano y me agarraste el brazo. When I gave you my hand and you took my arm.
Right.
You gave an inch, take a mile. Right.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I gave you my hand and you took my arm.
That's right. I feel sorry for the man who had no shoes until I met the man who had no feet.
Let a smile be your handshake.
Teach a man to fish and he eats for a lifetime.
That's right. Teach a man to hunt.
Oh,
he will join the NRA.
That's right. Host a podcast.
So we went out to this local ale house, which is got good wings. So I'm on the protein thing.
Right.
And, you know, and what made me think about whether I shouldn't have done this slacker thing with my kid was watching the hostess at this this operation that we went to. So we walk in, and there are, of course, there are two old people, maybe three in front of me, at a hostess stand, and then me. And it's 11:45 in the morning. I picked them up at about 11:15.
You just need a table for two.
11:45.
That's right.
The place is virtually empty.
There
may be six tables. It's a massive place, and there may be six tables that have people at them. And we wait. And we wait. And we wait. And then Lopey McLope again comes waddling out of the back room where I know this will come into play later, which I believe is perhaps a social center for the people that are working there. And then comes wandering up and then lopes these people over to her table and then goes into the back room again.
Without returning to the hostess station.
Without returning. Because that is where she is supposed to be.
Right.
And it is the last place on the planet that she wants to be. And perhaps because I was thinking about being a slacker with my son and I'm watching her and I'm like, you know, if he ever happens to be a host in a place like that's going to be him now because he knows he doesn't have to do what he's supposed to do.
Because he skipped out of 2 hours of school? No. No, you instill the work ethic.
Two old people.
Right.
Four old people. Six old people. Eight old people.
Mm.
And because it's 12 noon. And at 12 noon, the doors open and they eat lunch. They eat from 12 to 1 and from 6 to 7 every day. And if they don't eat at those times, their hands will explode like ordnance.
Right.
They'll blow up and they will die. So they have to eat between, remember this.
All right.
Between noon and 1
and
between 6 and 7.
Right.
That's it. Occasionally earlier, everybody has the stereotype of the early
they have to be done in time for Wheel.
They have to be done in time for Wheel. So it's usually, you know, maybe if it's a stretch at dinner, 5:30 to 6:30.
All right.
So I watch what appears to be, if you've seen those videos of a flooding river that has logs and debris in it that hits a bridge and all of a sudden it just becomes more and more coagulated. I'm watching this and now I'm watching and there's no, and I'm, by the way, I'm seated. We've had a discussion with the waitress already. Everything's fine. But now my attention is focused because I've got a beeline right for where the host is standing.
You're watching the operation and you're watching it crumble.
Also, as a former restaurateur, you know how much time and money is being wasted.
I had a personal, there were several elements of that restaurant that I personally took a hand in. One was our hostesses. They were normally younger. And I had one requisite. I said, the only time you're not at this hostess stand is when you're seating somebody.
Yeah.
That it's right back to the hostess stand. This lady, it got to be eight people, and they waited, and they waited, and they waited, and finally a waitress came over, and then, ba-doop-ba-doop, she materializes again.
Right.
And she was not waiting table. I do not believe she was a manager, and it was stunning to me. And the whole time I'm thinking, I've sprung my kid early from school. He's going to be a slacker, too. That's what I thought.
I don't think
the idea that you're thinking about it now, I think speaks highly of, I would say, your work ethic, your moral fiber, that now it just won't happen anymore. Like you just don't want to take that chance.
Right. Yeah, right. And well, he also makes me stop thinking about it, Oscar, because After we get in the car,
yeah,
and the, you know, from the mouths of babes, the right. things that come out yeah. of his mouth, we get into the car, and he says, for some reason, he's thinking about snow. Hmm. Maybe we'd mention that Paul and Kathy were coming from a colder climate.
Uh-huh.
But he would say, you know, Dad, I don't think I've ever seen snow. I might have been up in snow when I was a baby,
yeah.
but I haven't seen snow. I said, yeah, you haven't seen snow. He said, you know where I want to see snow? And I'm expecting, you know, I'm not expecting yeah. anything. Yeah, yeah, 6-year-old. Yeah. He goes, and from the back seat comes the Himalayas. And I went,
worth it. If you're going to
you
go,
dude, that is worth it.
You can blow out. You can blow out a half day early. Yeah. You can do that.
As long as you don't say the
day off from school. It was a half day. It was basically a half day. And you know, I went through the security regimen to spring him, and it's so cute because he gets escorted from his kindergarten class by two other kindergartners. So the three of them and the two that are going back to prison drop him off at the office, and he kind of gives a self-satisfied, you know, see you later. That's my dad.
Bye.
I'm getting in the car and going home 3 hours before you are.
Do you have to go through the video doorbell security to get into the school?
I have to go to a door where they're, and I didn't know because, you know, mama does most of that duty. I go and I walk up and I jiggle the door that's locked.
And it's locked. Yeah.
And I'm looking, at a secretary on the other side of the desk who's looking at me like, and then she says,
you have to put your ID in front of the camera.
Exactly.
And
do they have yellow footprints for you to stand in? Because they do that in Loudoun County. No, you have to stand on the yellow footprints and hit the button. Yeah, that's right.
So I put my ID up there, and then I said, I don't know. And I go, sorry, don't know the drill. And because she's used to, you know, and what I expect from an adult in a conversation like that, oh, don't sweat it.
Right.
Yeah,
But what you get is a woman who's used to dealing with children. And so she looks at me and she says, well, now you do.
Yeah.
And goes back to her little thing. Well, you know, she did. And by the way, this office, and this is why I love my kids' school. Look, they're like everything else. There are schools that have their S together and schools that don't.
True. So true.
This office, I'm just looking around. I'm observing. And I'm observing everything in the place it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
It just, they're a machine. So she wants to give me a little crap for being the dad that didn't read the pamphlet that how you spring your kids. It's fine. And then I sit there and I watch. And it's a study in efficiency. And by the way, a shout out to the American public school education. I know they're probably crappy ones that maybe people have had experience with. Mine is great.
Did I share what Shannon did to Luca when we picked him up from school?
No.
What's that?
So we had to pick him up, and after school was done, because that's, I guess, the protocol, because it was a private school.
Poor Luca. So, aftercare Luca. The apple doesn't fall. You know, they may be fabulously wealthy, yeah, but the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Poor little latchkey.
Yeah.
Technically, the aftercare. My son thinks
aftercare. So Luca calls us and says, you have to go through the security protocol. He's explained to us. He's 13 years old, right?
Protocol.
Right.
So he's on speakerphone on like an office speaker. You can hear like the office working.
Yeah.
She goes, hi, Tia Shannon, Tia Oscar. When you come pick me up, there's a security door and you're going to have to do this, this, and that. And then Shannon's got a good sense of humor. I probably just give the dark side of our relationship, not the good side of our relationship, but maybe some balance.
I like that she's got it. I know she's got a sense of humor.
Oh, she does.
She's like, don't let anybody touch you that you don't know. Like, she starts yelling.
She's doing shtick.
She's doing shtick. Time and place.
Nothing below the belt. Remember. Just stand still in the corner. We'll be there soon. Like, and we're driving.
Were you late?
We were not late. His after
not
school.
Not yet. They would be, but they weren't
his
yet.
His STEM activity after school ended early. So he called us and let us know that it ended 15 minutes early. So we're
STEM really, or is it daycare?
No, they're teaching them how to code. It's like computer coding class.
So he's getting some extra education.
Yes. My parents pay extra. Oh, my sister and brother pay extra for.
You know, technically, you could have said that when she says, you know, I don't know the drill. She says, well, now you do. You could have said, ha, ha, I pay your salary.
Well, it's, you know what? We don't mention it enough. And now that I've got one in the school system,
yeah.
I give a shout out. And Rob's been part of it for years and years to the educational. A lot of people busting their ass for our kids.
Oh my God. And you have to help.
They deserve more pay, and they deserve more more encouragement.
There are schools that have it together and schools that don't. And if you're lucky enough to be part of a school that has it together, it's a pretty great thing.
So we're getting
Listen, I say the school has it together. The transportation department
that's
down
a whole
here,
nother
I think they're cooking
wax.
Meth. I think they're cooking meth over there.
Well, that'll keep your taxes down.
Right.
So we yell this through the speaker system, and I said, Luca, don't worry about dear Shannon. You're okay. Remember, stranger danger.
Right.
And at the end,
a subtler way of saying the same
message.
And
he's embarrassed because he's 13, as he should.
Right.
And he says, okay. And then you hear in the background, who was that? Click.
Yeah, because that's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
That's pretty nasty. Shannon didn't pick up on the room that she was speakerphoning to.
Because we were breaking our 13-year-old nephew's balls. That's all we were doing, right?
I know.
What we contend to my sister and brother, we said, he should just ride his bike home. Like, he's close enough. Like,
in your case, the way you look at it, doesn't have to be close enough. It'd be an hour and a half away. Take public transit.
That's right. Hitchhike.
Take public transit true. Like you. It was good enough for you. Why not?
I'm in the air. Going my way. That's right.
It worked.
Yeah. People used to hitchhike people, and it was safe back in the day.
Yeah,
it was safe back in the day.
Just watch the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
True, see, right?
Hitchhiking is great. You put on your cutoffs, you go out.
Hitchhiking's great because at some point, you get life's plan, and you end up on a movie lot, abandoned movie lot with Charles Manson, wandering around and watching television all day long.
That's right.
Which, seems to be trying what they were doing.
Trying to connect with Bruce Dern.
That's right. Bruce Dern, who's... basically dying in a shed somewhere on the property and doesn't even know really what's going on.
What are you doing here?
By the way, Bruce Dern featured in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And,
yes.
I love the scene where it's like, well, it seems Mr. DiCaprio wants to come and ask me some questions. Well, how about Mr. Pitt? Is Mr. Pitt going to come over and ask me some questions too? Hey, it looks like Mr. Pitt wants to ask me whether I'm doing okay or not. Even though I'm lying in bed.
A little shack with no electricity.
Oh, no, it's time for his nap.
Doesn't show up. Yeah,
it's time for his nap, and his young girlfriend gets mad when he falls asleep during FBI.
That's right.
Yes.
FBI. Very, very great show. Yeah.
We like the movie. If you haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Wonderful movie.
We dig it. But anyway, so everything was fine. The pickup went great.
Good.
And
now you know the drill.
My sister. And we're going down to see them, not this weekend, but next weekend. So I'm excited about that. Where we'll hang out with them in Key West.
Awesome. Party town.
Hanging out. Party town. Loose moral standards.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Fantasy Fest time?
Miami to Key West is wild. It's great times.
I want to tell you. It's wild.
Is it Fantasy Fest time?
If it is,
if you walk in and your sister's fully painted.
What now? Oh. Hold on. What is this? I know not of what you speak.
Fantasy Fest was basically porn in the streets.
Wow.
No, that's extreme.
No, what it is, those people used to come by. Those people used to come by. No, it's not like Carnival. Those people used to come to our studio from the nudist camps?
Yes.
That's what it's like.
Oh, so
it's a bunch of overheated, ugly, middle-aged people.
So what it is, it's a real
leather
life.
Leather straps around their genitals.
It's a real life episode of Real Sex 26.
It's
exactly, but they're painted beautifully, airbrushed.
Oh
no, they're not.
Who doesn't
everybody
love
is.
Pain?
Not everybody is right.
I couldn't participate, Mike, because I needed too much pain.
They don't go down for that. They want. Kathy said it to me today. You know what they do?
What?
They exercise a lot. They exercise. She's going to play tennis all the time. He's going to do long bike rides that he does, and then they're going to eat and drink.
Give me some more balls. There's two right there.
Stop it. That's not.
By the way, if it's Fantasy Fest down there, that's how you can always tell when you get to the city limits of Key West, because the entire area smells like yeast rolls.
Oh,
it's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, here we are.
Museum?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to dinner.
Oh, we will, but first I have a surprise.
Surprise?
Yeah, it's the architecture exhibit.
Architecture exhibit?
Yeah, my friend Tucker is upstairs, and I want you to meet him. He's an architect, too. Come on. Hey, Tucker.
Mary. How are you?
This is my friend, Pat Healy.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Patrick.
Same here.
Pat is an architect as well.
Oh, really? Oh, where are your offices?
Mainly, I work out of Boston.
You know, Pat does projects all over the world.
Really? Oh, where would I have seen your work?
Well, have you been to Santiago, Chile?
Twice last year. Which building's yours?
Are you familiar with the soccer stadium?
Did you build the Estadio Olimpico?
No, just down the street, the Salento Caliente Towers. It's quite a fine example, in fact. I recommend that next time you're up that way that you drop in and take a gander's at it yourself. Either you come clean or I'm gonna kick your f***ing ass.
I love her, man. I love Mary, man. I'm a phony, just like you.
What do you mean?
I'm no architect. Don't be a putz, man. Who's been to Santiago, Chile twice in 1 year? I've never even been in Jersey.
Okay, okay, just take it easy. Wait a minute, you knew those people back at Harvard.
I knew shit, man. The only thing I knew was that you were a fake.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
So much dishonesty in Something About Mary. You
know? I know. I mean,
really, just everybody's lying.
Fantastic.
Everybody. Oh, my goodness.
Just like you.
Live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a TMOS, for those of you that don't know. And we want to say thank you to everybody all over the world and country, from Midland, Texas, to Montauk, New York, Milton, Treewater, Oregon, Moshi, Tanzania, Washtukna, Washington, Ballylickey, County Cork, Ireland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And I talk about them all the time because I love them. And I had a really, really wonderful experience with Cornerstone First Financial. They tell you about how easy it is to work with Cornerstone. I can testify to that fact, Jack. I love the people at Cornerstone. And it's a great time to get involved with Cornerstone First Financial because low interest rates and low down payment options are out there for you. Experts say it is currently 30% cheaper to buy a home than throw your money away in rental payments. Furthermore, with the limited inventory, experts are predicting the spring housing market will start within a month. Quit wasting your time and your money. You need to work with the experts at Cornerstone First Financial, whether you want to purchase or refi. Call my friend Mark Livingstone. He's a good guy and he's got a good company. He's got all the programs. Plus, with their low rate guarantees, you can't go wrong. They carry my personal endorsement. You can call them at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing, and one of our local advertisers that we that do work all over the place. And we used to mention where they're licensed, but down in Florida they were, and man, did they help me out. Love them. Love them at Cornerstone First Financial. So welcome to the show. You know, we probably have to finally talk about this coronavirus because Oscar came in and said, do you want to talk about the coronavirus? And I had it on the show yesterday. We didn't get around to it. And then you started to mention that I forgot your father's area of expertise is infectious diseases.
Yes, an epidemiologist. And for the World Health Organization, 30 years.
And he's not full-time anymore, but he still dabbles in it. Consults and he travels the world still.
Yes.
So how horribly bad is that? Because I've read, before you start.
Yes.
I have read that no matter what, tsunamis, earthquakes, tornadoes, rise in sea level, what's going to get the human race ultimately is going to be one of these mutated viruses that takes care of our species. And then, you know, the aliens in War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise at the end, that they got all sick and died because they got a virus. What is he saying about this coronavirus from China?
Full disclosure, my father is retired. He does consult from time to time. And this is just this is what was, I imagine, a private conversation between myself, my brother, and my father.
Right.
Which he brought up to us as my brother said, hey, did you hear what dad said about the coronavirus? And you should know that, and if you don't know, that my brother and sister, they all work in hospitals. So if you know, everybody's on high alert for this.
Sure.
And before I get started, know that last year 30,000 people died from the flu, right? So
right.
When you see these numbers of 7,000 sick as of taping time today in China and 100 plus dead in China, the measures that are being taken by other countries and airlines to not have planes or even just scheduled trips go in and out of mainland China are measures in order to control this, what is
so
possibly an outbreak.
They're on it, and I understand
that the numbers for flu supersede it by a mile, but I think people are scared because it's new and it's shiny and they don't understand
the underpinning
it, right?
To this big question is there are a couple factors. One, that the Chinese government overall has had an issue with transparency for decades. So because there is that with the world of business or the world of or anything that would actually negatively impact them, there's always this like this fog of what's really happening.
Uh-huh.
The reporting that now instantaneously goes out through social media of ghost towns, like how everything is shut down. That is something that's unprecedented that we haven't really seen at this level. Maybe it's happened in the past, but because you can disseminate media at any point or distribute media at any point, you get to see it now. The one red flag that, you know, it's one person's opinion and it may be in other places. And I don't think it's time to create a hysteria because I think, you know, our CDC is doing and the world is doing everything they can to figure out what's going on here is that they're building their own, China's reporting that they are almost at completion of certain hospitals that are meant to house, like, just individual hospitals or mini hospitals.
What, building them?
Yeah, yes. Like, they're, but again,
like they're building special hospitals for this?
To try to contain the create containment hospitals. And the one thing my father said, he said,
if so they're basically quarantine centers.
Yes. If they're almost done building these hospitals, when did they know this was a problem?
Yeah.
That's true.
I sounded like the guy from NBC. Yeah. Just when then they know.
That's
you know, I'm trying to do a deep dive on the coronavirus and you know that
get
guy that
corona
looks
ads.
Like my precious. What's that character that likes the ring, you know?
Oh, Gollum.
Gollum.
Wilbur Ross, yeah. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. Looks like Gollum. He said this is his quote. Here's the headline. Coronavirus will help return jobs to North America. Wilbur Ross, there you go. Way to be sensitive, you dumbass.
We're a global economy, you dick. Yeah. Like, literally. The Dow fell 2 to 3 days ago, almost 500 points.
Jobs he was talking about is gravediggers.
No. Return jobs, my precious. But jobs to America, my precious.
This morning, precious. A coronavirus is suspected on a cruise ship. Maddie mentioned this before we started.
Yeah.
Now that ship is quarantined off the shores of the States. You've got...
But everyone is getting free drinks as a courtesy.
Mike, these are all precautions that you're happy that we have in place overall. Because think about it this way. Even the evacuation...
And it's in Italy, by the way. It's off the Italian coast.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't feel so good.
Even the evacuation of those leaving Wuhan, coming to the States, they took those individuals for a 72-hour quarantine to a military airport. Landed yesterday. They didn't take them to a regular airport.
Your father's old company... It's not a company. It's a massive organization. Yeah.
His outfit?
WHO, the World Health Organization, is meeting to decide if this epidemic is a global emergency.
Well, and this is how this works. It starts, and it's so effing nuts that we still live in a world of, hey, we can try to tamp down any bad news until we really know it's bad news.
Oh, absolutely. But they still do it.
And because of the Chinese government, again, that that layer of government control, like this is going to be bad for the economy. We can't afford to take the hit. Let's make sure that this is what it is. I get all of that.
Meanwhile,
here
keep building.
Stats, 170 people have died. More than 7,711 cases have been confirmed. China now has more cases of the virus than it had of SARS. Remember that scary one? But comparing the two is tricky. Wuhan residents lashed out over handling of the outbreak. Thousands of people are trapped aboard a cruise ship over possible infections. Russia orders a partial closure of its border with China and limiting of visas. This is a deal. This is scary. This is a very scary thing. Australia plans to quarantine citizens on a remote island.
That's how Australia got started, I think.
Yeah, well, very scary.
You're trying to control what is now an outbreak.
Now, question, do you think that this is getting more action and more reaction than SARS because there is more media, more social media coverage, more sharing of it? People are more aware of it, and that's necessitating a larger reaction.
When Oscar's talking about the, you know, the withholding of information, it's harder to do nowadays.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you probably have these governments. You're where they probably don't, you know, hold back because they have to at least make the
when you talk about the building of the hospitals, at least they're giving the impression that they're doing something.
And the saying is the cat is out of the bag.
Yes.
Okay. So
tiramisu is out of the bag.
Yeah. So where this may be an issue is that maybe. And again, this is pure speculation that because of all these indicators and it's not just because of what happened in SARS and how quickly we get information.
It's the
idea that this this virus isn't like I coughed on you.
Right.
It could live for 72. You don't have to show signs of the actual sickness to infect others.
You can be a carrier and not know it.
And literally infect other people up to 72 hours. So if that is the case, this body temperature screening at airports, all of that doesn't matter.
Right.
Because if you're not showing it, that doesn't mean you don't have it.
And no symptoms. Yeah.
That's the scary part.
That is scary.
And then on the other side is if the cat was really out of the bag and they knew something was. And again, this is all alleged, but if that the Chinese government knew something was afoot, but they didn't want to alarm anyone for economic matters or remember, we're in the middle of a trade war with China,
right?
Or global economic matters. And now we're here.
You know, and it should be pointed out because I read as we're talking about this that the cruise line in an emailed statement said that this woman who's the reason it's they've kept the ship quarantined. It's a 54-year-old woman with Chinese nationality and her travel mate. They had been in isolation since Wednesday night. As soon as the suspected case was detected, the medical team on board immediately activated all the relevant health procedures. I get back to it again. Cruising. Cruise ships. I mean, they're petri dishes.
They are.
They're absolutely. You're taking people that should be in open spaces, and you're concentrating them where they all poop and they all eat and they all touch and they all, you know, and they're all vacationing.
95% of the time, it's fine. But you think about this situation when they say they went into all the proper protocols and procedures. There's none that can really be effective.
A cruise ship can't control neurovirus.
No, you can't control it. You might as well leave them out there.
Yeah. You can't control a norovirus when everybody starts having diarrhea, you know, 5,000 people on a cruise ship.
Clear the place.
Watch 5,000 people all simultaneously avoid the hand sanitizer. It's a fascinating drill.
So what I say is I say that it's a global story, and it's not necessarily meant to alarm, but there is a silver lining here.
Okay.
That the ability for someone to question whether it's a World Health Organization or even a government, what another government is doing and then act on it right away, that, Mike, I don't think would be possible even 20 years ago.
So what does your dad say? What is his theory?
These are
on
all
it?
Proactive measures to make sure that this is quarantined as fast as possible.
China is being praised by your father's.
No.
I was going to say, is he pleased at the procedures?
No.
They are being there, but no. I'm saying the WHO.
Now they are.
To come out in support of China, saying they're doing a good job.
Yeah, that formal policy, yes. But I would say that there are those professionals out there. I think, like in any profession, that said, why just now? Like what
proactive is good, but you should have been proactive.
You get money.
How long has it been out there?
If you're already building hospitals and they're almost done, one report gave, and this isn't fake news. Like they've come out and said we're almost done with some of these quarantine hospitals. Now, but by the way, the Chinese known for making the impossible happen, right? To work around the clock to make sure something happens. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants this. Again, I go back to your overall global economy, that this isn't good for anybody, let alone our general well-being as a species.
Yeah.
Now, one thing we haven't discussed is what this is. And we should probably do that since we're talking about
it. All right.
And this is great when we get a chance to do some real news here. Fighting the new coronavirus has been a battle against the unknown for doctors. How does it attack the body? What are the full range of symptoms? Who is more likely to be seriously ill or die? How do you treat it? Now an account by medics on the front line of this epidemic in the Yintan Hospital in Wuhan is starting to provide answers. Here is a detailed analysis of the first 99 patients treated there that has been published in a medical journal. Lung assault. All 99 patients taken to the hospital had pneumonia, all of them. Their lungs were inflamed, and the tiny sacs where oxygen moves from the air to the blood were filling with water. Other symptoms, 82 of them had a fever, 81 cough, 31 shortness of breath, 11 muscle aches, 9 had confusion, 8 had a headache, 5 had a sore throat. Sounds like the flu.
Yeah.
That turns into it. The first two patients to die were seemingly healthy, although they were long-term smokers, and that would have weakened their lungs.
That speaks to the pneumonia. Yeah, that makes sense.
A 61-year-old man had severe pneumonia when he arrived. He was in acute respiratory distress, meaning his lungs were unable to provide enough oxygen to his organs to help his body live, keep his body alive. Despite being put on a ventilator, his lungs failed and his heart stopped beating. He died 11 days after he was admitted. So he died of severe pneumonia and septic shock when his blood pressure collapsed. Another thing about this virus, at least 10% die. As of 25 January, of the 99 patients, 57 were still in the hospital. 31 had been discharged. That's good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 11 had died. This does not mean the death rate of the disease is 11%, though, as some of those still in hospital may yet die. And many others have such mild symptoms they do not end up in the hospital. So
and
we'll see what happens.
The lack of transparency has led to this, like, full court, international, let's firewall what we can. And again, I want to clarify. In the States, if I'm not mistaken, the number I heard this morning, like 30,000 people died of the flu.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just the
but
rate.
This is scary.
The rate
because it's
of
unknown.
This spreading, the idea that you don't show symptoms and without symptoms, you can pass this along and it's unknown. And it could take anywhere from a year to 2 years to find a vaccine if they can figure it out. That's the scary part.
Well, that's the update on the coronavirus. Yes. We'll keep you posted because it's interesting and fascinating. And by the way, one last little stat. Middle-aged men,
yes,
worst affected. Most of the 99 patients were middle-aged with an average age of 56, and 67 of them were men.
Perfect.
How you doing?
Always. Yeah. Can't sell this house, getting the coronavirus.
But other than that,
hey, 2020, still rocking. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. I want to talk about Oscar's wife again when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, back in the old days of my neighborhood in Brooklyn, we had a thing called I Know a Guy. Need something fixed? I know a guy. Need something broken? I know a guy. Need something to disappear? Psst, I know a guy. But now in these modern times of technology, the I Know a Guy is the MikeOMaraShow.com. So head over there and click on the shopping center banner. Forget about it. We can practically get anything from Macy's.com, Walmart.com, and Target.com. So shop to your heart's content today. Now let's return to the only guy that really matters, Mike O'Mara.
I love that.
He whispers. It's great.
I know a guy. Cool. No guy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Here's a fact. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. What will you do? What will you do? Sleep Number to the rescue. From feather soft to super firm, you can adjust each side to your Sleep Number setting so it's just right for both of you. Proper sleep strengthens immunity. Boy, we need that after that last segment.
Yeah, middle-aged guy.
Increases the ability to focus, sharpens cognitive function, and improves emotional well-being. You got to go to a Sleep Number store and try their individual fit technology. Explore the science behind the bed. You can literally see your body's pressure points react to a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. I want you to go to Sleep Number. I want you to check them out. Mine is a 90. That's my Sleep Number setting. Carla's is a 65. I like firm. She likes it in the middle. That sounded naughty. Discover proven quality sleep and save 50% on the 360 limited edition smart bed now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Sure. And we thank you. All right. Well, you mentioned your wife was being silly with your nephew, Luca.
Luca.
You also wanted to, you know, discuss her earlier in the week. And how's everything on the home front? Everything going?
Everything's well? Fine, Mike. I don't know. I forgot I even mentioned that earlier in the the week. But I know why I mentioned it.
Yeah. Why did you mention it?
Shannon looked at me on it's Saturday.
Shannon in the morning. Thank
you. Saturday afternoon, and she said, I need to tell you something. And I'm like, oh, here it goes. Like what WWE wrestler is she having sex with? Like well, I've been working
don't
so much. Like,
paranoid.
What would happen?
She's
you know?
Loyal to you.
Yo.
Not wrestler. Probably maybe an executive at this point, right? We all
one of the McMahons?
A little classier.
Right.
So, no, she goes, I can't keep up with you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she says, you go to work every day. You expect me to go to work every day with you. And I'm like, I don't, like, we're not hanging sheetrock. We're just, like, running cables. And, you know, I thought this is, like, something we're doing together. Like, I don't want you to ever feel like you're, you know, not pulling your weight. Is that the way I make you feel? And she said.
This I did not expect this.
This is. Hello?
I think we lost Mike. We lost Mike. No. Probably for the best.
Did we disconnect?
Did we disconnect? No. Did just Mike kick moment? Out a cable? Mike might have kicked out a cable, I think.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
It's one moment.
Yeah, he's
on
still
him.
Connected.
He's still connected.
Oh, he's still here.
So this is something that was. It's hard to continue with what we're seeing. He literally he is now going under his console.
This won't happen with the new furniture.
No, not with the dead man's console. So this. I got to not look. So this discussion that you had with Shannon, it was totally out of the blue. You did not see it coming.
No, I didn't see it coming.
No symptoms leading. This was the coronavirus of marital woe.
No.
72 hours, and you show no signs of her being unhappy. And all of a sudden, she's miserable.
I said to her, I said, look.
Mike is still not back.
This.
I'm looking at an empty chair.
Honestly, if you saw this.
This video, can take the shot, Maddie. Yeah. And can you superimpose over it the words in memoriam?
Yeah,
because it looks like the slide they would show after
the man,
someone
died.
You
know, he moves pretty good.
He does.
Pretty good for two new hips. Let me
hopping
tell you
around,
that much.
Hopping around. He's
all
back.
He's bracing
and he's
himself. He's coming
up. Oh, he's
all
down
right.
Again.
We don't have some sort of electrical fire.
This is a good video.
Oh, there
day.
We go. Yeah.
He's up and
yes.
About. Yep. Headphones are on.
Yeah. Belt, shorts, yep. Shirt tucked in. Good
looking
to go.
Looking good. Ready to hit. Looks like he's ready to hit the course.
Yeah. 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 Maybe he got a big game today.
Who sure. Knows? Golf game.
Oh, you're back.
Can you hear us?
Oh, we got to reconnect. Is that the case?
I don't know. We cannot hear you.
Maybe. Maybe he's got to reengage his board.
A hard reset.
No, he's got to reengage his board. He's got to bring back all those settings.
Sure.
If he hit
sure.
The power, then yeah. We'll be back.
We'll be back.
He actually might have saved me from saying something dumb about my marriage.
Oh, there's
my
still
wife
lots of chances
something.
For that
no,
to happen.
No, this is fantastic.
This is great.
This is God, el Señor Jesús, helping me
he
out.
He doesn't
here.
Know. He doesn't know. Just like you. Just like you.
So I suggest we do this.
Huh?
That Mike, can you hear us? Just thumbs up if you can hear us.
He can't. All right.
So I
tell you what, let's go to break.
Yeah, and let's bring him back.
And bring him back.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, right?
Yes, that would be nice.
You know what? He is puzzled. He is nonplussed.
This is great.
I'll take a break. Yes.
Please.
Oscar says dumb things after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, sure. Of course.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes. Yes.
We love it.
I love that Darth Vader says, sure.
Was that at the end there? I didn't get that.
He says,
we love it.
Sure.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
This
segment
back.
Of the Bigfoot show is brought to you by Harry's. I was just so... I'll tell you.
Okay.
Why not treat your face like you love it? Use Harry's. Properly manage both your face and your finances. Razors can be expensive, but at $2 per cartridge, Harry's saves you money all year long. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is a return to the essential quality craftsmanship at a fair price. And they cut out that pesky middleman.
I hate middlemen.
I hate him. And they ship it directly to you. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. I'm at that point with my Harry's razor right now where I know I've had it for a long time. It's gone through the move. It's sitting there in my shower where I do all my shaving.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And it's just so durable.
They never go. Like, they never get dull. Like this
they
show.
They never get dull. That's exactly like this show. Harry's and the Mike O'Meara Show, never boring. Mm.
Right.
They never get dull.
Right.
Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. I've been a Harry's supporter for a long time. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. Okay, so she is saying to you that she can't keep up with you.
Yeah.
And you're running around and she's frustrated.
What did happen with your foot?
I kicked my cord out, my power cord out.
The
power cord for the main board. Yeah,
the new only console, that will not happen, Mike. I'm telling you.
By the way, the only cord I kick out is the most important board for the show.
Cord, that's right.
You know,
the
important
board.
Cord for the show. Whatever. All right, but thanks for letting me explain it. Yes, it was my giant foot, and now the world knows, Rob.
Well, you said you were going to explain it. We owed it to them.
A big, fat foot. I was relaxing and kicking my feet out like I like to do when I'm broadcasting. Now I'm sitting like Julie Andrews with my ankles crossed, sitting up all perky-like.
Mike O'Meara, practically perfect in every way.
That's me. That's it, Don. All right. But anyway. So what is the deal?
Okay, so the deal is this. She says that I make... And look, what's the best way to put this? It is not always like this within this podcast village world. It's not always every day, 7 days a week. It's just not. It's not. It's like that because we opened the new location down at M Street. It's like that because we are upgrading the gear here in the Georgetown location.
A time of transition and improvement.
So
yeah.
It's been probably 3 months of outside of the Christmas holiday of 7 days a week. It's been like a breakneck 7 days a week since October, maybe 4 months.
You need to take that lady away for a weekend.
We're going to Maui, right?
Well, that's the vacation.
Yeah, that's coming up, right?
That's the big vacation.
Wowie zowie.
Let me stop you there before you go further. Yes. I get that. That's a little more pressure for her than for you. Because that's your family that you're going with.
That's true. But
I'm just saying.
Free.
Maybe just I know it's for free, but what I'm saying, even if it's a day where you wake up and you spend some quality time with her, that's what it sounds like.
Okay, so I thought all of this.
Do the tour of the pineapple plantation, just the two of you. And make it a day.
When you're out there,
it's a nice, I'm sitting there, I was like, is it the work? Is it, what is it? Like, I know that I'm under, the way I feel is I can't let you guys down. I don't want to let the boat team down. I don't want to let Podcast Village down. Like, there's a lot going on.
The last two you mentioned are not all that important.
Okay,
the first one.
First one is paramount.
You know what I mean?
Right? Paramount.
That's it.
You're my family, right?
I understand.
She said no. She said it was the craziest conversation, and she was hostile about it. She said, every time we come and work on the weekends, you're always eating Five Guys and all this junk food like this, and I'm like, well, that's what you're mad about? And she said, no, because you're always like, hey, do you want some Five Guys? She goes, and I want some Five Guys, so you're taking me down with you. And I'm like, so this isn't about...
I love her.
This isn't about...
I love her. It's very
intimacy,
similar
work. This is just about my diet, right? And how I'm...
And be fair, it's not about your diet. It's about her diet.
Her diet.
Yeah.
And I said, I feel weird not asking you if you want something if I'm going to go get something. I would feel not right about that. It's the week where Pony knows when he's working on the weekend, the one time he does.
So what she's saying is your hectic schedule is...
It's messing up her entire...
Taking priority over nutrition and health, which is her biggest concern.
Right. Yes. And I said, Shannon, if you want, I will go to Wingo's and sit there by myself and eat. And I have no problem. And you can
another problem solved.
You can eat your grapes and yogurt.
Ta-da! Yeah. Frozen grapes.
Frozen
times,
with
right?
Santos and hang out until I'm done. I would feel bad for you guys, and that's why I'm inviting you along. And she says, I don't want wings or burgers anymore. Stop offering them because my inside fat kid wants it.
Yeah.
And I said, that's what you mean about this hectic schedule? The one thing you're mad about is me offering like terrible food for our diet?
Well, it's not that you're offering. What she's mad about is that because of this lifestyle
of
go, 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 you guys don't take the time to, you know, like be in your kitchen and prepare the right healthy stuff.
Which
that's a legitimate concern.
Sit at the dining room table.
Right.
So I look at her and I say, look.
By the light of a candle.
I think you're being a little hostile about this, the food thing.
Was she as hostile as you paint her to be?
She was mad. I thought she was mad that I wasn't doing Pilates on top of her enough. Right. I thought she was mad that maybe we weren't spending enough time together, just hanging out instead of working together.
Right.
I thought like all these really legitimate issues she could be mad about.
Right.
But she was mad about because I remember turning the key of the car and saying, let's go to Wingo's. And that's when it turned into... Yesterday,
okay,
five
so
guys
what this
today.
Was,
Wingo's.
She was taking a circuitous route to her primary concern was that, you know, this is the drill we have. You got to shake it up a little bit.
Yes.
You got to shake up the drill.
You know how we
shook
it up,
maybe
Mike?
You got to go maybe instead of 7 hours, you got to make it 3 hours on a weekend. You got to take her to the Sprout Shop or wherever she likes to go.
Spring and Sprout.
Or a nightclub. Go to a fabulous nightclub.
Well, nightclub isn't, I think she,
or
what
past
is
that? She's not what
is her,
she's
what is her dream Saturday? What do you think if she got up in the morning and she could do anything she wants, what do you think she would choose to do? What would she be all about?
She would, Santos has to be there or else it's the game over.
Well, is that more for her or more for Santos?
She loves the dog.
She loves the dog.
She would love
to start the day around, I would say, 10 a.m. And then
that's tough.
Yeah,
that's
and
tough
then for, and yeah. and then she would love to hang out with Santos in the house watching Netflix. So probably 3 p.m. if that's possible. And then
I don't think you're.
And then
honest.
Maybe walk the dog right before it gets dark around 4 p.m. And then old daddy comes home around 11 p.m. on Saturday because
then
he's been working
all
day.
Then give her a day at home. Is that true? Are you telling me that
yes,
you think
that's
what she...
Who wouldn't want
she's
that
a homebody.
That day,
that's
that
what my kid
glorious.
Likes.
Yeah. That day
my
glorious.
Kid's a homebody,
yeah, she's
too.
An adult, though, Mike. She's not
I know, but she likes to chill.
Yeah.
She likes to chill out.
And we all deserve
Let her
that.
Chill out for
I
a
said,
day.
With her dog.
In the future, there will be multiple... We'll have a... I said, this is just temporary, that in the future, God willing, we'll have weekends back. That'll be great. It'll be... and that's what we're working towards.
Okay. All right. But you know what? But you're still in the interim... Give at least, you know, you can still do what you have to do.
Yes.
I know how you work.
Yeah.
You have to get these things done.
Yes.
That's how you think.
Yes.
But let her chill out. Let her
which
chill
is great.
Perfect time.
So what, how, what's the solution? I get out of the Volvo and she gets out of the Volvo and she's got her frozen grapes. Cause I know like, that's like clearly, I know she had that in her hand.
Well, I wish I had carbs. I can't eat those.
And she goes into the office. I walk down to Wingo's and I have my meal. And I come back
alone. At Wingo's.
Yes.
That's a really...
Does Wingo's have good wings?
Not as good as Jimmy's, but they have great wings.
Mike, it's right in the same vicinity where we had the Mad Fox Brewery.
Same location.
Yeah, it's the same location.
Yeah, same location.
So if you're walking down Wisconsin Avenue and you look in that huge open glass window storefront and you see him alone.
Yeah,
I'm alone. He eats his wings.
Eating his wings.
But I didn't even get wings. I got a burger. And fries. I like the burger and fries there.
All right. All right.
I come back and I'm like, oh, food coma. But let's power through this. Red Bull in my hand. She says, how was your burger? And I was like, how did you know I got a burger? She goes, you always get a burger when you go to Wingo's. Like, she's still hostile about.
Sounds like a commercial. Always get the burger when you go to Wingo's.
The Hoya Burger. That's what it's called. That's what I go to.
The Hoya Burger?
What's on it?
Like a Georgetown Hoya Burger?
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
You know what we used to say at American University? But, what the hell's Ahoya?
Just like you.
What I thought was funny.
What's on the Hoya burger?
I don't know those details. I tell no mayo. I just say, I look at it, I said, no mayo. I'll take that. So
individual hairs plucked from the heads of co-eds, Rob.
I said.
Not their head.
I said.
Oh, God. All right. She said.
So I let it pass and move on. We do our thing. And the next day I wake up and she says, I want to say sorry to you. I said, sorry for, you don't have to say sorry. She goes, I completely wigged out about you and the way that you eat. And like, I have to work and I don't get to work out as much. So I have to work at this, you know, the way I eat. And I know how I feel and when the way I want to feel. And you somehow get to go through life and you can eat what you eat and still like stay this one shape and not like go, you know, this.
She, goes, she had her eyes checked.
She's like, well, of course I've gained weight. But
okay, just saying.
But you know what I mean? It's different for guys. It's different for guys.
Factor for the fat, yeah, from the exactly, fat guy. From
I can
guy.
Make that joke because I'm fat.
But I know, but I get it. I'll get, if I get to near 200, I fight the good fight. I'm like, oh, I got to get back to like 185.
When I get near 200, I have a parade.
So
if I got to 200, I'd be calling Channel 4. Need a sportscaster?
So,
hi, Doreen. It's me, Mike.
But the true takeaway, a man who's been married three times and is in a loving marriage now. Three times now.
Yes.
You're right.
This is my third.
The true takeaway is, I said, Channon, I know it's not about the food. You're probably just hangry and mad that we're even at work again for another weekend straight.
Right.
It's not that she's not a hard worker. It's just that. Some people just don't have this tunnel vision, and we all need rest. We need that.
That's
just
43
hours. Yeah. I said, if for me, part of my this get ready to throw up love language, because I grew up this way, is sharing. Like if I'm gonna eat or I'm gonna get something, I'm gonna offer other people.
Yes.
That. And Mike.
That comes from being in the old country, doesn't it?
That's just part
love
of our.
Language.
It's part of our culture.
That's right.
How many times this week have I bought lunch personally out of my own pocket?
Twice.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Right?
Yeah.
Has anybody else
He's
done that?
He's a generous
that?
Man.
No.
He's
no.
A generous
no,
man.
No, right?
No.
Nobody. Pony. Nobody's done, nobody else does that. Maybe Charlie
By
Birdie
the way,
does
I have
that.
A dear I have a new friend who's a Latin American guy, and he is the same way. He is the same way. Talks a good game, but at his core, and Carl and I were commenting on it. There's this
a generosity.
This is my second experience having a buddy who's Latin American, and it's a very he's generous.
Mm. Yeah.
He's just generous. It's the way he rolls.
So I said, so it's going to be hard for me to roll down to Bread Soda and get a BLT, and like I almost feel like I'm cheating on you or I'm cheating on our relationship by me just like, I'll be back, we're going to CVS, and I'm going to get a whole meal and then come back and I'll tell you about it.
Right.
But if that's what it takes, I'm okay with that.
Was she cool with that?
She said, tell me you're going to Ace Hardware. At least I know it's right next to Bread Soda, so either works. So if you take a little longer than usual,
oh, that
fine.
Is so sweet. That's just about the sweetest thing I've ever heard. That's wonderful.
So it
that's,
all worked out.
And give her a little break one
time. Of course.
Time.
Yeah, it's coming.
You know, go home, it's hang out up. With Santos. I'll be home in a couple hours.
That's right. And would you say you're going to the hardware store and come back and give her a screw?
This guy. He ruined that nice little story.
It was
with
such
a gross
was so sweet.
Dad.
Any tips that you have for keeping a woman happy, Rob Spiewak?
Absolutely. Lots of time apart.
Lots of time apart. Thank you very much. That's his contribution. We will take a break.
Give her some spatial thank you.
We'll come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
In the latter years of the 2000s, a crack team of disc jockeys was thrown off the air, innocent victims of a format flip. These men escaped to the darkest reaches of the internet, still wanted by their fans. They survive as podcasters. If you need laughter and no one else can help, and you have a smartphone, maybe you can download The Mike O'Mara Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. www.mikeomarashow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos, brought to you by Zappos 2020.
Yes.
It's really going to be a sensational year. It's the 30th anniversary of the reunification of the Germanies. Also, we soberly observe the 30th anniversary of the death of Alan Hale Jr. You might remember him as the skipper.
Yeah, Gilligan's Island.
And
yeah.
We're all excited for the James Bond offering, No Time to Die. You'll be in 00 heaven. And the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo for the first time since 1964.
Uh-huh.
Get ready for the heart-pounding excitement of the luge. Zoom! 2020 also marks the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. No matter what it is, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. Remember, only 175 days until the Olympics begin. So bundle up. Am I right, ladies?
That's right.
Am I right? Am I right?
Right.
News. I try to keep a dull roar on the Kobe stuff because it is so sad, but his wife, Vanessa, released a statement, and she shared a photo on Instagram. This is what she said. My girls and I want to thank the millions of people who've shown support and love during this horrific time. Thank you for all the prayers. We definitely need them. We're completely devastated by the sudden loss of my adoring husband, Kobe, the amazing father of our children, and my beautiful, sweet Gianna. Oh, God, that poor woman. A loving, thoughtful, and wonderful daughter, and amazing sister to Natalia, Bianca, and Capri. There aren't enough words to describe our pain right now. I take comfort in knowing that Kobe and Gigi both knew that they were so deeply loved. We were so incredibly blessed to have them in our lives. That is a very, very sad tragedy, not just for the Bryant family, but by the Altobellis and the other families involved with this. Just so many kids and parents and, you know, going out to play on a weekend morning.
On a Sunday morning
basketball
game.
Jeez, just
also
tragedy.
Were you shocked just briefly that the NTSB does not require black boxes or the ground control? Terrain warning on all these the high end helicopters.
Well, it'll change now because
I was going to say the exact same thing.
When you talk about high profile, you're talking about Kobe, and this will change.
Hopefully. I say within a month. It's a new policy.
You know, the bottom line is he never should have been cleared to go up in the air. I've said that all along. I believe that's going to be the result of all this. And when you hear that 20 to 30 feet story, they almost cleared that hill. But who knows what other trouble they might have gotten in being in that terrain. Mm. Terrible, terrible story. Sons of Anarchy stud Charlie Hunnam. Remember Jax Teller?
Of course.
From Sons of Anarchy. He got himself into the doghouse. We were just talking about the doghouse. With his girlfriend, Morgana McNellis. She just sounds like she'd be a hottie, right?
Morgana is a name that doesn't go to a frumpy woman as a rule.
Oh, that's right. Morgana the Kissing Bandit.
That's right.
I remember that. Now he's trying to get himself out. In a recent interview, he was asked about his views on marriage, and he said, quote, sort of indifferent. She does not feel the same. She is very eager to get married. I'll do it because it's important to her, but I don't have any sort of great romantic feelings towards it. What a dumbass.
No, it's I call that a Rofo.
Oh, no. Well, that's
she'll get him
exactly...
one Friday night when he's tired.
So you might be surprised that comment by Charlie Hunnam didn't exactly make Morgana's day when she heard it. And now Charlie is singing a different tune. He says, quote, I have to say, that really hurt my girlfriend's feelings. Yes, you moron. I interviewed Charlie Hunnam years ago. He's a nice guy. I really regretted saying that, he says, because I actually didn't mean it at all. It was just, frankly, some stupid stuff I said in the heat of the moment. That's even a bad apology.
It is. He's not good.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, but
that's
look,
ridiculous.
He's such a dreamboat. He can get away with it.
He gets away. I got to take a picture look at her and see what's going on, but that's just dumb and dumb. I really do. Okay, here's one of my favorite humans. We all know how Kelly Ripa felt about Michael Strahan leaving Live for a gig on Good Morning America, but Michael gave his side of the story in a New York Times interview. All right.
Yeah.
Now, I've said this about this guy from the beginning. I'll read you the story and then I'll wait for your comment.
Okay.
I'm not going to comment on it.
Okay.
First of all, this is according to Strahan. He didn't seek the gig. Quote, it was really not a choice. It was a request. I was asked to do it by the people who run the network. Still, he admits it could have been handled better. Even though he wasn't looking to leave, he hinted that live wasn't exactly what he expected. Quote, I've had jobs where I got there and felt like, wow, I didn't know I was supposed to be a sidekick. I thought I was coming here to be a partner. Still, Michael says he has nothing but respect for Kelly, adding, quote, I cannot say enough about how good she is at her job. This was the talent search, right?
Right.
This was the mega talent search where, like, all these broadcasters in the country wanted this job.
Right, Cherry
Gig. They had multiple people go through.
I mean, so what do you think of the both side of his mouth self-promoting Michael Strahan?
I believe Kelly Ripa. We've been on this side. We've all been there where we're like, hey, corporate said we have to do this. Right. And you're like, no, you have a choice at the end of the day.
You have a total choice. You have a total choice.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And what's I also have a sneaking suspicion he might have asked corporate to ask him. Yeah. Right?
I think he's a dick on camera.
I know.
When you see him walk out in the NFL Today set, you know, he's always got that kind of, hey, I'm a bit. I think he's a.
He was dissatisfied with the result, but I think that he probably, at the very least, applied himself to be sat in that chair.
Yeah, and there have been stories written about he doesn't get along with a lot of people on Good Morning America.
I had not heard that.
You know, stay tuned. Skinny. I might have made that up.
No, it's the reason Tony Perkins left the show.
Yeah, before his time. McNeil is the founder and CEO of WeatherTech, which makes a protective floor mats for cars.
Yeah, made in the USA, Mike.
Laser measured, Oscar.
Well, they also started selling high-end food bowls for cats and dogs a while back. Last year, they ran an ad for their pet care line during the Super Bowl, and it starred David's Golden Retriever, Scout. Love Goldens. Yeah. But unfortunately, Scout had some health issues. Back in June, he was diagnosed with a tumor on his heart, and his vet only gave him a 1% chance of survival. But David refused to have him put down. Instead, he took him to the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine, and the cancer treatments they gave him saved his life. The tumor shrank so much, it basically disappeared. So now, Scout's starring in a new Super Bowl ad this Sunday, but not for WeatherTech. It's for the vets who treated him. David said the ad cost him about $6 million, and it asked people to donate to the University of Wisconsin's veterinary program. It'll air sometime during the second quarter. You can pitch in at weathertech.com/donate. Sorry, and that's interesting that they saved the doggie's life.
That's so great, though. That money to push dollars towards that research.
He's rolling the dice.
You say goodbye to your best friend, a family member, because of a tumor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Always. Yeah.
A lot of dogs do.
He's rolling the dice that they'll raise more than $6 million.
Of course.
But I hope it does.
He doesn't get it back. That's out of his.
I know.
No. But it goes to the Institute of Research, the University for Research.
The donations.
Yeah, I hope it does. I hope he splits it with them. That's fantastic. Wow. I'd love to see that happen. He's just a nice person doing a nice thing.
Good boy.
According to a new survey, 1 in 5 single people say they think Valentine's Day should be canceled.
Yes.
Here, here.
Okay, Tony, I was going to ask, but you jumped in. So we feel strongly about this?
Not really. I don't care either way.
Really, you're not affected.
Just indifferent. Yeah, exactly.
43% of single people say they feel a ton of pressure to get into a relationship when Valentine's Day comes.
To be honest, Mike, asking Tony about Valentine's Day, you might as well ask him about Hanukkah. It doesn't affect it.
You don't feel that pressure anymore, do you, Pony?
No, not at all.
No.
Very good. It's a quick sidebar. I think I might have mentioned this. I knew a guy who was a head chef at a certain restaurant at a time, and he had multiple girlfriends.
Sure.
And this is before Tinder, or I would say this is more like 10 years ago, but even Facebook would out you like if you were cheating on your girlfriend or you had multiple girlfriends. He said that he had this deal that he would go take his dates on the 13th and 15th to like the two girls he was dating, and he would make the 14th, and excuse me, like that's a busy time at the restaurant, like I'm not even doing anything, but he'd take his favorite girl out on the 14th, but 13th and 15th were for the other girls he was dating.
So it's like the 12 days of Christmas, the 3 days of Valentine's Day.
This seems like a lot of work, man, and I'm sweating just thinking about your process to break this all up.
Yeah. Well, and for Pony, that's a fantasy dream. That would be
too much work.
It's his dolls. Yeah. So who are you taking? Who you take? Which porcelain doll are you taking out this year?
Nobody. Leave me alone.
I think it would be nice if you took one of your little anime dolls and put them on a small bread plate at the Palm and had dinner.
That would be kind of funny.
Yeah, if you ever do that, take pictures. According to, very good. Oh, I didn't finish the story. What's causing all the pressure? The top three are society's expectations, the commercialization and advertising around Valentine's Day, and social media hype. The survey also found 17% of single people said they're happy to spend Valentine's Day with their friends, and 12% are happy to spend it with a pet.
Hmm.
Okay. So, do you have any of your sugar gliders still alive, Pony?
Of course.
Okay. All right. So, Ginger?
Miley's alive, right?
Yes, that's the one.
Miley's
alive. So you'll spend it with Miley.
Of course. Yes.
You gonna buy her new tires?
I love all the of courses. Of course, sir.
Because you know what it is? It's non-committal.
It's
insane.
A very awkward topic.
Yeah,
I know. Valentine's Day. Yeah. Happy VD, Pony.
Tiny, tiny box of chocolates.
So little. Yeah.
For little Miley.
Just little Miley going.
So I have to lick it off of here.
Little Miley saying, I think we should see other people.
And now a little something, something. By the way, this is a programming alert. This might get a little nasty at the end.
That's fine.
There's a 47-year-old guy named Benjamin Duddles. Benjamin Duddles.
It's a good name.
He's from Waukesha, Wisconsin. Last week, he called the police's non-emergency line four times in 37 minutes to hit on the dispatchers. In one of the calls, he told a female dispatcher, quote, it would be super duper cool if we could spend some quality time together.
Just like you.
On another call, he asked a male dispatcher, quote, do you want to, you know, fool around? The cops wound up going to his apartment and they found he was intoxicated and had drug paraphernalia.
Mm.
So he was arrested on misdemeanor drug charges and for unlawful phone use. This isn't Benjamin's first time making the rounds as a stupid criminal either. Back in 2013, he called 911 because he wanted, quote, a female removed from his bed for snoring after they had sex.
Oh, my God.
When reached for comment, Benjamin said, I don't need to call dispatch when I get to share dispatch. Batch.
Am I right?
We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault. A little abbreviated right here with Rob Spiewak, everybody.
For your consideration.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, gruyere, asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, Pecorino Romano, and Buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese.
Yay.
Only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fantastic. Hi, Maddie.
Bye-bye.
So weird.
Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Noemi. Shopping for fine jewelry can be overwhelming, especially considering the fact that most fine jewelry retailers mark up prices by 500 to 1,000%.
Wow, a lot.
Noemi believes that luxury jewelry doesn't have to be overpriced. They cut out the middleman and they deliver exceptional products without the exorbitant markup. Finally, a customer service company that just happens to sell jewelry. I just got Carla the 3-stone single diamond earring and she loves it. It's gorgeous.
Sparkles.
Noemi also offers a lifetime warranty and free shipping and returns on every product, including engravings and custom designs. If you're looking for the finest quality jewelry from a luxury brand you can trust, look no further than Noemi. Go to hellonoemi.com/TMOS to see their collection and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code TMOS. That's an even better deal after spending a fraction of what you pay for other luxury brands. Just go to hellonoemi.com/TMOS and don't forget to use promo code TMOS for $50 off your first purchase. And we thank you. Now it's time for the Audio Vault. And Rob Spiewak, take it away, Rob.
Excited that tomorrow we're going to have Angie Goff calling in from Miami.
Oh, yeah.
And she's
Super Bowl.
Live report.
She's been doing so many cool things on Channel 5. Here's a little promo reel she sent us. She speaks in here to, she sees Andy Reid, Joe Buck, and Garoppolo, the quarterback.
Hey, Coach, question.
You look good.
Thank you. Buns. Soft or
confirmed.
It depends on what's in between the buns.
Joe Buck reads mean tweets.
I'm seriously tempted to watch the Super Bowl in Spanish just so I don't have to listen to Joe Buck. I got bad news for you. Not only am I doing Super Bowl 54, I'm slated to do Super Bowl 57. So hang in there.
Hey, baby. What's it like being named the hottest quarterback in the NFL?
Really? Yeah, check who's voting on that. But no, it's an honor, I guess.
They are working her down there.
Hey,
so funny.
Joe Buck, just really briefly though, Rob.
Yeah.
Joe Buck, you want to know why the HBO show, he doesn't get comedy.
No, personality.
He doesn't get comedy. Not You're not supposed to respond to that.
Yeah, he's like,
You're not
supposed to news for you. I'm excited to do
57.
It.
That's not how mean tweets would
I know.
Bonehead Joe Buck. Really?
Bonehead.
God, come on, dude. The one, boy, I wish I could get the best examples because the examples are the people that are hurt. Like really
yeah,
hurt
and then,
like that.
And really
they're
what
hysterical.
You do to make the mean tweet work, you read the mean tweet with utter earnestness and sincerity and then look at the camera sadly.
You just stare at the camera and say nothing.
That's it.
You don't get a clever response, Joe.
No, you don't.
Plugs.
Or I have been working on my Spanish or give you the best Spanish word you have, like something, right?
Yeah.
Right. Something along those lines.
Yeah, or you should, Buenos dias.
See, now I'm laughing.
There
now
you
I'm
go. Laughing.
I just can't. No, Joe Buck.
It's hard to find anything positive in the Kobe Bryant situation. However, this is close, and this one hits home for me, and I like this for two reasons. The main reason is that I never knew about it until now, which means he's not self-promoting the fact that before he passed, he granted over 200 Make-A-Wish kids their wish of meeting them or visiting them or something like that. 200. And that's from a very, very busy man.
Right.
And as a family that benefited from Make-A-Wish, anytime I see celebrities do it, I'm staggered. But also, it's humbling when they don't even mention it. You don't even know about it. And I think people should know about that because there's been people on both sides saying
good
things
stuff
about him. This, to me, speaks well of him. Here he is from a promotional video that they showed Make-A-Wish kids, but it's not widely seen.
Basketball is something that'll come and eventually go. The beauty in that is trying to use that time to inspire others, to provide some sort of escape for them. I think that's something that lives well beyond, you know, the game of basketball, and it's probably most important.
Anyway, I just thought that was nice, and since he didn't promote it,
I
wanted people to know. One of my fantasies is that in all the junk that I have in my house, someday I would find something that would be priceless.
Mm.
Now, I have some things that I've appreciated since I've bought them, but nothing like this. Here's a guy that when he was in the military spent about $350 on a watch. It was called the Rolex Paul Newman model.
Yeah.
And he took it on to Antiques Roadshow. Remember, he bought this in the military for $350.
I brought in a Rolex watch that I had purchased while I was in the military, and I never used it. I just kept it. After I got out of the service, just put this one into a safety deposit box.
A watch like this at auction is worth about $400,000.
The guy falls down.
He falls down.
Don't fall. I'm not done yet. Your watch, $500,000 to $700,000.
Unbelievable.
And in this condition, I don't think there's a better one in the world. One of the greatest watches to ever see on Antiques Roadshow. And thank you very much for your service.
That's a good one.
Isn't that great? Love
man,
that.
Wow.
I Googled it. The watch is gorgeous.
Yeah,
it is
gorgeous.
Fantastic.
Wow,
but it's just,
that,
I mean.
Yeah, I've heard that particular style of Rolly is very, very popular.
He had
that's
all the documentation.
Cool.
He had, if you get a high-end watch like this, you could actually, fill out the paperwork that claims your name and you're entitled, like that you're the owner.
Oh, it registers it,
And all the unregistered. They said just for the paper alone, people paid thousands of dollars for an unregistered certificate card for that type of watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's very,
he
very
bought it
cool.
at Rolex.ru.
That's a lie.
That's not true. That's not true.
That's a fake one.
And we close with this. She's not been in the news.
I just did a Russian Rolex joke.
Where's Felicity Huffman been?
So Felicity Huffman and her daughter wore masks at the airport to protect them from the coronavirus. Either that or she's trying to get her daughter into med school.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Simple bam. David Spade. That's a writing staff, man.
Watch that show, man. Lights Out with David Spade. I never miss it.
All right. Well, that's it. We got to get out of here. Want to thank everybody for listening to the show. Whoa. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Hey, Maddie, how you doing?
I'm great, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much. She didn't name all the cheeses.
No, she named enough
for
the
Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and Pony Valentine's Day Bloom. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You fool! You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly less well-known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip.